WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today, we're diving deep into something I think all of us can relate to, building resilience. Ever feel like life's throwing punches left and right? Like you're constantly battling against the current? Trust me, you are not alone. But here's the thing. We don't have to just weather the storm, we can learn to thrive in it. That's what Stoicism is all about, finding that inner strength, that unshakable core that allows us to face challenges head-on, bounce back from setbacks, and ultimately, live a more fulfilling life. So, let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your resilience muscle from within. Number 1. Accept what you can't control. Think about it. Stressing over things outside of our influence is like trying to push a boulder uphill with your bare hands. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Focus your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic? You can either get angry, or you can use that time to listen to a podcast, catch up on some emails, or just take a few deep breaths and enjoy the moment. It's about finding those moments of control within chaos. Number 2. Develop self-awareness. This means really tuning into your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations. What triggers you? What drains you? What fills you with joy? Understanding yourself is like having a roadmap for navigating life's ups and downs. The more aware you are of your internal landscape, the better equipped you are to manage it. It's about taking that time for self-reflection, journaling, meditation, or simply sitting in quiet contemplation can do wonders. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, celebrate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments add up. Remember, gratitude is not just about being thankful, it's also about actively appreciating the present moment. Number 4. Cultivate strong relationships. Human beings are social creatures, we need connection to thrive. Invest in your relationships with loved ones, spend quality time together, listen deeply, offer support and encouragement. Remember, a strong support system can be a powerful buffer against life's challenges. And finally, number 5. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. This is where the Stoic mindset really shines. Every obstacle we face, every setback we experience, is a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. View challenges not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones on your journey. It's about reframing our perspective, seeing those tough times as opportunities for learning and self-discovery. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you just lost a big promotion that you were really hoping for. That stings, right? You might feel disappointed, discouraged, even angry. But here's where resilience comes in. Instead of letting this setback define you, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? Are there any skills I need to develop? Maybe it's time to network more, take a new course, or simply reassess my goals. By focusing on what you can control, your response to the situation, your actions moving forward, you turn a potential roadblock into a springboard for growth. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner resilience, that unshakable core that will allow you to face life's challenges head-on and emerge stronger on the other side. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, it's worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at Dylan Brooks Podcast and tell me your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.